Hello, everybody. Today, this is Cheryl Nocera on May 24th, 2015, with my friend Linda. And we're going to do this for the podcast, Why Are So Many People Broken? I'm going to start off asking her a couple of questions, and then you guys will get to hear it when I'm finished. Anyway, we're here at Newburyport, Massachusetts. So, Linda, how are you doing today?
Today, I'm great.
Great. And you've been great for a while, right?
Yep.
Well, anyway, so as you know, today we're going to do an interview. We're trying to help other people who are going through some hard times and trying to figure out how to get through them without actually going to see maybe a therapist like you did and so on. So I'm going to start up by saying there was a time in your life when things weren't so great and it was pretty dark for you for a while. And you also felt like there was no place to turn. Can you just explain how you felt exactly?
Well, I kind of felt like I was alone, even when there were people around me. And I felt like there was nobody there for me, even though there were people there for me. And it's just a really lonely, dark place.
Yeah. And you definitely do have a lot of friends. And it's funny because I have to just say, being one of your friends, if I didn't know, like, certain signs and certain telltale signs or whatnot, you know, nobody would ever really know that you were there. I knew because I just know things like that. Probably because I myself went through a time. Well, let me ask you another question. So what methods did you use to get yourself out of it? Now, I know that you never went to a therapist. And just tell us a little bit about that.
So I learned how to meditate, and one of the things that I do is I sit there, and I think about absolutely nothing, and I just breathe, and then I let the love that's out there in the universe just come into me, and after a while, I think about all the good things in my life, past and present. And it takes a really, really long time, and you have to do it repeatedly, like every day for years and years, and eventually you just don't have to meditate and you can feel that love.
Well, let's get back to that, actually. It's funny how you just said that. It just brought up another question for me. Do you feel like if you walked away from meditation that maybe things could turn again, or do you think that you're pretty much healed both like inside and out?
No, I don't think you're ever really healed. I think you need that connection every day. And I still meditate every day, not for as long, but I still meditate every day.
Absolutely. Sounds great. Now, you never took medicine for this, correct?
No.
And I remember this all really started. Well, I remember you taking yoga classes, but I also remember you going to Japan for, what was it, 6 months?
3 months.
Three?
Yeah.
And then when you went to Japan, this is when things started to turn for you.
Yeah. Getting away from where all the bad stuff happened, because obviously I was living in the United States when all the bad stuff happened, and going to a foreign country, it was all new and it was fresh and it was clean. And they have these gardens.
Okay.
They're these public gardens, and they're everywhere. And you just walk down the street, and all of a sudden, there's this beautiful garden. Some of them are just rocks. Some of them have water. Some of them have flowers. But they all have places to sit and meditate.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that if there was somebody, for example, that didn't have the money or time to get away, that they could find the same method to work? Or do you think that they would literally have to physically get away for at least a little bit?
I think you just have to find a garden.
Okay.
There are plenty of gardens in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Especially in Boston.
Yeah.
Pretty much everywhere.
If you live in the suburbs, like my backyard, I don't have a garden per se, but I have trees, there's nature, there's birds, there's squirrels.
Yeah.
And it's just the being outside with the nature.
Right.
And you have to do the actual meditating in the in that setting.
Got it. Now, I have to ask another question about that. How did it feel when you were going through it, the process of everything? How did it feel?
I didn't know I was going through it while I was going through it. I knew I was depressed when I was depressed. And I knew I was better when I got home. But while I was doing it over there in Japan, I didn't really think about what was happening and how. Just kind of happened.
Now, can you describe the physical pain? Because I remember one night you telling me you didn't realize that getting rid of so much, you know, junk, shall I say, was so much, you know, oh my God, stress, whatnot. You didn't realize it could hurt physically. Can you explain a little bit about that?
So, when I started doing the other meditations that actually get rid of what's hurting you spiritually,
yeah, right.
That was a whole different kind of meditation, and it was more about freeing yourself and going down into the pit of your soul, mm-hmm. and opening it up to let it out, mm-hmm. and when you let it out, it hurts just as much as it hurt when it came in.
Right.
And I didn't know that that was going to be a physical pain.
Right.
But it was.
Yeah.
And it's really scary because, you know, you do it once and you feel the pain and then you want to close up. And it's harder and harder to go back to let more and more of it out.
Mm-hmm.
But the more it comes out, the less physically painful it is.
Well, that's good. But during that time, it hurts.
Right, because it hurts when it hurts when it goes in and it hurts when it comes out. And yes, it's exhausting.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
It's a worthwhile process to go through, no matter how painful it is. Whether you do it through talking to somebody, it doesn't have to be somebody you pay. It could be your best friend.
Yep.
Just going through and opening yourself up, just allowing that stuff to come out. And the more you allow the bad stuff out, the more you can allow the good stuff to come in. And then you're open for the good stuff to come in.
Very good. And I just want to let everybody know who's listening to this that Linda absolutely is 100% a person to listen to. And I'm not just saying that because she's my friend. Just because even just being around her, you can feel her strength now. Whereas even being around her back then, you can almost feel a little bit of weakness. Even though she's an extremely intelligent person, you could tell when she was going through it. Even though her herself wasn't really aware 100% at the time, she just knew that she didn't feel right. But then as she sat to acknowledge, she knew she had to do something. In fact, I use her, or tried to use her, for other people, and that's why I wanted to do this live interview, so that everybody can listen. And if you ever have any questions, you can always email me at lucky7158@aol.com, or you can Facebook me at Cheryl Nocera, Nocera. Thank you, and have a great day.